Sometimes little kids who play music at an advanced level, like the kids on today's show, have parents that are pretty tough on them. No parents are perfect. Some parents push hard and the kids thrive. Some parents push hard and it falls apart. The young violinist up next on the show definitely has a demanding mom, but I think you'll see that she also has an impressive will of her own. That strong will shows up in her music making as well as in her interview. Here's 12-year-old violinist Eunice Kim performing the Polonaise Brilliante No. 1 in D major by Polish composer Henryk Wieniawski. Kim, our 12-year-old violinist from San Bruno, California, playing Wieniawski's Polonaise Brilliante. Wow, Eunice, the last time we had that piece on stage was Josh Bell, and you've totally dispelled any memory of that performance, I gotta say. As good as it was, this was just so exciting to have you come out and start the program with this. This is a program ender. It's a tough piece. I mean, you're going first and playing this really hard. Were you nervous at all? You just like seem so at ease.
Well, actually, when I play in front of a lot of people, I think I play a lot better.
You wowed me. Does anybody like have the same effect on you that you had on the audience here?
Yeah, Gil Shaham is my hero.
Is he?
Yeah, I love his musicality and his personality is so nice and
sweet guy and a great player.
Yeah,
nice role model. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't mind being famous like him.
No.
So, you know, you're working towards that pretty steadily. Is your mom sort of a help, a spur to help you move and work towards that goal?
She helps me a lot, but sometimes she's really strict about stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what about getting ready for this show? I mean, was it easy, you know, let's just go play in Boston?
What she said was, this is going to be on the radio, and people all over the U.S. is going to hear you, but you're not improving at all.
Wow. That's pretty harsh, but I mean... So your reaction to that is to go lock yourself in your room and cry, or to work harder, or what's the reaction you have to that?
Well, I would work harder, but I would also yell at my mom for saying
all right. You go, girl. So, but you and your mom have good times together, and tell a story. She actually, you were together, and there was a minister who was praying for your play. What was that about?
All right, so my family and I, we went to a party to our friend's house, and there was a really, really famous pastor there. So my mom wanted him to pray for me, and he did, but for 30 minutes straight, he just kept on saying, please let her be a famous pianist instead of a violinist.
You are kidding. You couldn't like tug on his shirt. I guess you could. You were frozen to the spot, and
he
kept saying it over and over again.
Yeah, but he's really old. He's about 90 years old.
And you haven't? Have you? By the way, have you sat down to the piano to try it out?
Yeah, but I sound terrible.
Oh really? Well, that guy in San Francisco might have been praying that you become a famous pianist, but you're certainly very much on your way to becoming a famous violinist. We are very, very proud to have you on the program. Thanks for being with us. Eunice Kim, our 12-year-old violinist from San Bruno, California.